Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
So I want to talk to you today on the subject of timeout. Timeout. Can you say it with me? Timeout. You know, if you're a parent, you've probably said that to your kids when they were little and when they were maybe, you know, acting up. I know maybe your kids never did, but ours did. And I remember, you know, I've heard parents say it, timeout, timeout. Wow. I want to talk to you about timeout. I want to talk to you about, since we can't go outside, why don't we go inside? We can't go outside. We're locked down and stay at home. Why don't we go inside? Well, Pastor, what are you talking about? I am inside. I'm talking about spiritually inside you, on the inside of you. Why don't we work on being a better Christian, being a better person, being a better father, being a better mother, being a better son or daughter, aunt or uncle, employee, employer, being a better human being for God? Why don't we work on us while we're waiting for this to get over? Why don't we work on us while we're waiting for this to get over? In this time where there is social distancing, there can be spiritual closeness. When they say, you know, 6 feet away, social distancing, it's a wonderful time for you and I to work on spiritual closeness. What are you talking about, Pastor? What's the big idea? I have the antidote for anxiety. I have the antidote. I have the answer in the message I'm teaching with you right now for anxiety. And I'm telling you, and you and I both know it, we've never seen it. This is called the age of anxiety. They're actually saying that children that are born this year will not be Generation X or Y or Z. They're going to call them Generation C. They're going to call it for the coronavirus. Oh, my goodness. And right now, this last week, George Barna, the research guy, said that right now America leads all the nations in suicide. There are more suicides right now in America than any other nation. Could you believe it? And it's not old people like me. It's 20-year-olds. It's people in their 20s. They're blowing their brains out. They're overdosing with drugs. They're slitting their wrists. They're committing suicide. Why? Anxiety. Hopeless. Don't see a future. Can't see life getting any better. They're giving up. Well, I want to talk to you today about how to get the victory over anxiety. And I want to give you four or five steps. You know I'm going to do that. But let's start with, I love this verse. Pastor, you love them all. I sure do. But Lamentations chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. If this doesn't relate with you and me, I don't know what does. Look what it says. When life is heavy. When life is heavy, that's right there where you and I are at right now. When life is heavy and hard to take, oh my goodness, all you got to do is look on the faces of people around you and you can see that they're distraught, they're discouraged, they're full of fear, anxiety, worry, the hopelessness. We've never gone through something like this before in our lifetime. It says, when life is heavy and hard to take, go off by yourself. There it is. There is my sermon right there. The big idea is when life is heavy and life is difficult and it's hard to take, don't blow your brains out. Don't take drugs. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your future. Get alone with God. Oh, my goodness, there it is. Time out. When you can't go outside, you're locked in, stay at home. Go inside and get alone with God. We're talking about waiting on the Lord while he's working this all out. We're talking about getting alone with God, spiritual closeness when there right now is social distancing. We're talking about making lemonade out of our lemon, milkshake out of our milk. We're talking about take this time. I heard a friend of mine, a minister, worldwide known, he said, I'm taking this time to read the Bible through. He said, I haven't read the Bible through in years, and I'm taking this time. I can't travel. He's an evangelist. He said, I can't travel, so I'm taking this time to read the Bible through. Well, what do we do when life is heavy and hard to take? Get off by yourself. Watch this now. Enter into the silence. Enter into the silence and bow in prayer. Oh, my goodness. Enter into silence. So silence is golden. The power of stillness. The power of stillness. Silence is golden. Quietness, there's strength that comes from quietness. There's strength that comes from getting still. Be still and know that I am God. Oh my goodness. Next verse, verse 29. Ask questions and then wait for hope to appear. You've got questions. I've got questions. The best person or to take them to is the Lord in that quiet time alone with Him. Ask questions, wait for hope to appear. Wow. So notice that when you and I take time out, every day we take time to be with the Lord alone, you and Him, me and Him. When it's one-on-one with God, what's going to happen? A new perspective. What's going to happen? A new outlook. What's going to happen? Hope's going to come. Hope, another word for hope in the Bible, is expectation. God meets us on the level of our expectation. What are you expecting right now? For things to remain the same? They're not going to. For things to get worse? Then they will. For things to get better? Then they will. God meets us on the level of our expectation. So it says, get alone with God and ask God questions. Wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Oh my goodness. Worst thing we can do is put our head in the sand and say, you know, this isn't happening. It is happening. It is real. People are committing suicide. People are doing crazy things. The worst is coming out of people. Somebody said, in a crisis, our best comes out or our worst comes out. In a crisis, our best or our worst. Man, we're seeing the worst come out of some people, aren't we? Oh, my goodness. People are angry and bitter, and people are actually, you know, telling on one another. They're doing things that you would have never thought they would have done before. But we're not ignoring any of that. We're not going to run from trouble. We're going to face the giant. We're going to face the obstacle. We're going to face life, and we're going to face it with hope, dignity, strength, and courage, and boldly. Why? Because we've been every day having time out, getting alone with God. Can't go outside? Go inside. Have questions? Wow. Sometimes, you know, you're not going to get your questions answered on social media. Sometimes the best thing I've found out is to go to God with your questions. Wow. He has the answer for every question you have right now. So it says, ask questions, wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. Ooh, I like it. I think the Amplified says, without grumbling and complaining. Oh, my goodness. Some people, they think that quiet time with God is to come before God and gripe and grumble. Wow, somebody said, if I complain, what? You know it. I remain. Don't go to God and grumble and complain about life. It's not going to make anything better. It's only going to magnify and make things worse. Time out. Turn to somebody right there where you're at and tell them that. Time out. You know, just say that right now. Again, time out. What is that? That's getting alone. When life is hard and you can't take it anymore, this is the Bible I'm teaching this weekend. Oh, I'm so blessed to be your pastor, get to do what I get to do. This is the greatest time you and I have ever lived. This is the greatest opportunity we've ever had to preach and proclaim the gospel, the good news. So he said, ask questions, wait for hope to appear. Don't run from trouble. Take it full face. The worst is never the worst. What is that? I don't get it, Pastor. It simply means that your perspective will change when you get in the presence of an almighty God. Sure do love you. Sure do miss you. Can't wait to get back together again. But until then, there are some things I can do without another McDonald's hamburger, but I can't do without God and have my relationship and my daily quiet time with Him. I find out that if I don't have that time out in the morning, if I don't have that time out in the evening, then life gets hard. Life gets difficult. Things begin to stink. Everything begins to look really bad. The world's going to hell in a handbasket. But when I take time for time out, guess what? Changes my perspective. I love that verse. Let's look at the next verse, if we could, in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 23 and 25. I want to read this to you, and then I want to give you the first point. They are new every morning. Y'all with me still? They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability. Talking about God. Wow. Great and abundant is your stability and your faithfulness, God. Next verse. The Lord is my portion or my share, says my living being, my inner self. Notice, he's talking to himself. When you can't go outside, go inside. Start talking to yourself. You say, Pastor, really? You do it anyway. I do it anyway. Why don't we start speaking the word to ourselves? And so he says, my inner self, therefore, will I hope in him and wait with expectation for him. Notice while you're waiting before the Lord is spending time with the Lord, is taking time out, it's getting alone, it's quiet time, and look at the results. Your perspective changes, hope comes, and your expectation increases. Next verse. The Lord is good. Oh, he's a good God. The Lord is good to those who what? Wait, take a time out. Get in quiet, all alone with God. When life, can I say it? Sucks. When life is hard, when life is hard to bear, get alone with God. Wow. Face your trouble, right? You'll get courage. You'll get strength. You'll get a fresh anointing. You get a different perspective. Your expectation. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and with expectation before Him. To those who seek Him, inquire of Him, for Him, out of necessity, on the authority of God's word. So number one, a benefit of time out with God every day is expectation. Can you say that with me? Expectation. Guys, I've got it on the screen. Say it again. Expectation. I'm expecting good to come out of this bad, bad, bad situation. I'm expecting good things to turn around. The Bible says that God's not behind everything, but when we give our life to God, He takes everything and turns it around for your good. Expectation. All right. Number two, second benefit of time out with God every day, getting alone with God every day when life is hard. Lamentations 3 and verse 40, it's examination. Let us test and examine our own ways, and then let us return to the Lord. What happens when we have time out with God every day, when we have a quiet time with God, when we take time for a time out? When there's social distancing, wow, when you can't be with those that you love or those that you work with or went to school with, this is a time for spiritual closeness, to get closer to God and watch God bring transformation in all of our lives. And we come through this better and bigger and greater and closer to God. So the second thing that happens when we have time out with God every day is examination. And here's what I know. If I'm not willing to open up my heart, God can't change my heart. If I'm not willing to open up my heart and say, God, test me. God, examine me. God, search me. Here I am, quiet, alone with you. God, I need you. God, I want to change. God, I'm asking questions. Why this? Why that? Why that? God, show me, test me, examine me. I give you permission. God can't change my heart until I open my heart. I love that. So examination, that's the second thing that happens in our time out. Number three is transformation. Can you say that with me? Sure do love you. Transformation. The first one was what I forgot. Expectation. The second thing in time out with God is examination. The third thing is transformation. Do y'all remember this year I gave a word for our church? It was expansion. And guess what? That's what's happening right now through our digital church. Our digital church right now, it's expanding like never before. We're reaching more people than we've ever reached with our physical church. You know, the seriously, The team just did a few weeks ago, we went through our records to find out how many people call Church on the Rock their church home. Not how many are there at one time, but how many call it their church home. Over 7,000 people. So you can say in our family, in this physical plant, we have 7,000 people that call this community their church community. But did you know we're reaching more people than that through our digital church right now? Our ministries are expanding. Ministries are starting up. New things are happening. We're expanding to God. We never thought it would come through a crisis. But if you want to stop and think about it, every time in the New Testament, when the church grew and multiplied, it was under persecution, not under comfort. Maybe I wouldn't have said expansion if I remembered that. Wow. So it's expectation. It's examination. It's transformation. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, I love this. It's a big one. And therefore, the Lord is looking and longing and expecting to be gracious to you. You know what another word for gracious is? Favor. God is looking and longing. Pastor, right now with the virus, Right now, Pastor, with all that's going on, can God still put his favor on me? Yes, he can. God has not canceled his favor. And I can't live without his favor. How about you? I can live without McDonald's every night. Oh, I love McDonald's, by the way. Not poo-pooing on McDonald's. French fries. Woo! I miss the supersize. Okay. But here's what I'm saying. I can't do without his favor. So it says, therefore, the Lord earnestly is expecting, looking, and longing to show favor to you. And therefore, he lifts himself up that he may have mercy on you and show his loving kindness to you. Rest of the verse. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, to be envied are all those who are waiting on him. Waiting on him is time out. Waiting on him is getting in his presence, and it's quiet time. It's getting alone with God. Now, I want you to see something. Happy are those who are taking a time out. Pastor, you know, I'm not happy. I'm anxious. And you said you had the antidote for anxiety, and I'm worried and I'm fretting. And what's my answer? Here's my prescription. My prescription to you is time out. You gotta get away. You gotta come apart or you'll come apart. You gotta come apart or you'll come apart. You got to have time out. You got to have a little talk with Jesus every day. You got to get quiet. You got to get in solitude. You got to get still and look at all the benefits that come from that. It says, if I am even in this traumatic, terrible, unprecedented time that we're in, if I'm not happy, it's because I'm not taking time out. Now, I'm not happy because of what's happening around me, but I can be happy because of my relationship with God and whose I am and who he is and what he has planned for me and you. Notice a byproduct, an attribute that I'm having a daily quiet time with God is that I'll be up in a down world, that I'll be happy in an unhappy world. I remember years ago, I read a book, Changed My Life, by Zig Ziglar. And it was how to be happy in an unhappy world. Changed my life. It's a choice, isn't it? React or response. We've already dealt with that. So notice, for the Lord is a God of justice. Happy are those people who are waiting for him, expecting and looking for his, look at this, looking for his victory. Am I victim-minded or victory-minded today? Wow. Looking for his victory. Look at the benefits of, time out, say it with me. Time out. Look at the benefits. Victory. Can you say that? Victory. Look, favor. Oh my goodness, I am teaching myself happy. Favor. Favor. And his love. And look, and his peace. The antidote for anxiety. This is the age of anxiety, but not for you, and not for me, and not for our family. Because we're taking time out. There are a lot of things I can do without, but I can't do without time out. So he says his favor, his love, his peace. Look at this, his joy and his unbroken companionship. I want you to notice this with me. His unbroken companionship. Oh my goodness, I don't get it, Pastor. How can that apply to me today? Loneliness. There's a greater epidemic that's killing people than the coronavirus. And you know what it is? Loneliness. There's a greater epidemic that's killing people than the coronavirus, and it's called loneliness. And look at the attribute, a benefit, a blessing of time out every day with God. Can't go outside, go inside. What is it? Fellowship and companionship with God. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll never fail you. The answer to loneliness is time out. There are a lot of things I can do without, but I can't do without time out. Okay, so what did we say? Expectation. Number two was examination. Number three is transformation. One more scripture on this, Isaiah 40. I like this. Verse 31. Those who have time out and wait upon the Lord, they're expecting, they're looking for, they're hoping in, shall what? Change. Oh my goodness. I believe that you and I are changing during this virus, this epidemic, and we're changing for the better. In fact, say it with me. I am, come on now, say it with me. Put your donut down. I am changing for the better. Say it with me. I am changing for the better. What was the second word I gave you at the beginning of the year for our church? Transformation. What was the first word? Expansion. What was the second word for our church this year? Transformation. He said, you will change, oh my goodness, you'll renew your strength, and you'll lift up their wings and mount up close to God, close to God, close to God, close to God. There are a lot of things I can do without, but I can't do without time out in this epidemic that we're in right now. He said, those who get close to God, spiritual distancing, yeah, but let's have some spiritual closeness. Close to God, as eagles, they mount up to the sun, they'll run and not be weary. You know, I tell our team, stay healthy. I tell our dream team, stay healthy now. A healthy leader leads a healthy team. If I'm an unhealthy leader, I'm toxic to my team. And I've been telling our team and our dream team, stay healthy spiritually. If you're having a timeout, then you're not going to wear out. If you're having a timeout, you're going to be fresh with content, revelation, a word from God, ministry, ready in due season to give a right now word. If I'm having a timeout, I'm not going to wear out. There's going to be transformation in my life and in your life. And notice those who are close to God, they're going to run and you're not going to get weary. Are you getting weary right now? Are you burnt out? Are you fatigued? Then you need to check your daily routine. You need to check your daily routine. I can do without a lot of things, but I can't do without a timeout. Because my timeout is where I get refreshed and renewed, and my courage and my strength and my power and my anointing and my content. Yeah. So he says, you'll run and not be weary, and you'll walk and you'll not faint, and you will not get tired. Pastor, I'm tired. Then I would look at my daily routine, and are you having a timeout? So let me give you number four. Is this okay with everybody today? Sure do love you. Sure do miss you. But I sure am blessed to be your pastor. Amen. So look at the next one. Number four is inspiration. Four things. Inspiration. Now, look what the Bible says in Psalm 27, 13 and 14. What would have become of me had I not believed? Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing in God, that God is a good God, that God is for you, and that God has a plan for your life. I'll live or die for that. I'm going to preach it until the rapture, all right? That God is for you, and God has a plan for your life, and it's good. He said, what would have happened to me if I had not believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? Next verse. Wait in hope. Oh, my goodness. Waiting produces hope. Waiting, time out before the Lord, quiet time, produces hope. Expect the Lord. Be brave. Oh, my goodness. And be of a good courage, not a coward, but of good courage. And let your heart be stout, strong spirit. Healthy spirit, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy team. And enduring, yes, wait for and hope for and expect the Lord. So now let's review. What are the benefits of a timeout? Say it with me, timeout. Number one was what? Expectation. Number two was what? Examination. Number three was what? Transformation. Number four was what? Inspiration. Amen. Now, let me give you, right before we take our next step, right before we pray, right before we conclude and go to the next step, let me just give you some action steps, okay? Real simple, but these action steps are what I've used, and I want to share them with you, okay? Whether you're a new Christian or you're going to become a Christian today or you've been a Christian for a long time, these principles work. Here's what I know. Life changes, and oh my goodness, we would have never believed the changes that are going on would still be going on, like how fast they are right now. It's going to continue to change that fast. The Bible says in the last days, change is going to speed up. But here's what I know. When everything's changing around me, God's principles don't change. That's why, as I've led you at Church on the Rock, had the privilege for 36 years, I've never led you with fads and trends. Fad, right now, you know, there's this kind of music. 10 years ago, there was a different kind of music. Or right now, there's a different kind of style of preaching. There'll be a different kind of 10 years from now. I've never led you through fads. I've always led you through biblical principles, because principles never change when trends do. So look what he says. Steps of action. Number one, set a time and a place every day. Set a time and a place every day. It's called an environment. Number two, eliminate distractions. Turn this off. Okay? Don't let it be in the same room. All right? Get rid of and eliminate all distractions. Okay? Because you're going to quiet yourself. Number three, or letter C, begin to worship the Lord. We have our guys to put together on Spotify a worship list. It's on our resource page. It's for you. Take that and worship the Lord. All right? Take that and worship the Lord. This morning, I'm getting up, cooking breakfast. Pastor Kim got up at 2, 3, 4, 5. I was up throughout the night. When I got up, she had this worship tape going. She goes, "Oh, dear, you need to listen to this. Ellie shared this with me. It's so good. You need to listen to this. This is so awesome." She had a blasting through the house. Worship. Wow. It gets rid of worry. Wow. A lot of things I can do without, but one thing I can't do without, time out. So letter D, next thing is I need a Bible. And, you know, I'd encourage you. I realize, you know, we got all kinds of Bibles on this. But what happens someday if they take this away from you? What happens someday because, you know, you buy and sell on this? The Bible says there'll come a day that you can't buy or sell without taking the mark of the beast. What happens someday if the government comes and says, "We're taking this away from you," and that's the only Bible you have? I still have my grandmother's Bible. I have my mom's Bible, my dad's Bible. I have the Bible that I bought when I went into the ministry. And when I went into Bible college, I have my very first Bible with my very first notes 40 years ago. What happens if they take this away from you because you buy and sell on it? I'm not, Pastor, you say they're going to do that? No, I don't know if they're going to do that or not. It could be 100 years from now. But all I know is the Bible says in the book of Revelation, the Great Tribulation, you can't buy or sell without taking the mark of the beast. Where do you buy and sell? On Amazon, online, your groceries, all your stuff, right here. So I'd encourage you to get a physical Bible as well, all right? Mark in it, make it your own, personalize it. And then last but not least is have a journal. Have a journal. Every day I encourage you to journal. And that's so important. It's so important that we're grateful during a crisis and journal what God says to you. He says, we started off this when life is hard and life is heavy and you can't take it anymore, get alone. There are some things I can do without. Pastor, I'm tired of hearing that. Well, I'm going to keep on saying it because I want to pound it in. There are a lot of things I can do without, but I can't do without a timeout. Let me pray for you right now. You know, if you're watching today, you're listening today, and you say, "Pastor, I don't know the Lord. Pastor, I'm not a Christian. I've heard about, you know, God, and I've seen religious people and been around religious churches or institutions. And Pastor, I definitely don't want religion." Boy, I can identify with that. "Pastor, I want a relationship. I'm lonely. Pastor, I need this anxiety to leave me." Well, the antidote, what is his presence? A relationship with God. A relationship with God through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, "Pastor, I am ready to give my heart to God, my life to God. I want to have eternal life. I want to know when I die, I'm going to go to heaven." And while I'm here, I want God to help me in everyday life. Be the best version of me I can be and make a difference with my life. Or you're watching, you're listening today, you're saying, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but wow, when you hit that point about examination and letting God examine my heart, God can't change my heart until I open my heart. Pastor, I need to rededicate. There's some issues, there's some priorities, there's some stuff, there's some idols, there's some things I need to repent of, change my mind in a positive way and get them out of my life so I can get closer to God. What's the answer for worry and suicide and disappointment and hopelessness? Get close to God. When there is social distancing right now, and we understand why that's going on, and I appreciate everyone that's doing that, there should be spiritual closeness. Let me pray for you. Pray this prayer with me, wherever you're at, watching or listening. Pray this prayer with me. Say it out loud. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. Show me where I can connect into a community and grow. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.